Our top story, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has warned the U.S. that if Tehran cannot export oil, no other country will export it from the Persian Gulf.
America should know that we're selling our oil and will continue to sell it, and the U.S. is not able to stop Iran's oil export. The U.S. should know if one day it tends to stop Iran's oil exports, no oil exports will occur in the Persian Gulf.
Rouhani said the U.S. is seeking to promote Iranophobia in the region and across the globe, but it cannot cut off Iran's relations with its neighbors. The Iranian president said world powers do not support U.S. unilateral policies against the Islamic Republic. He said Iranian diplomats have made victories against the U.S. in international arenas. Rouhani made the remarks in his trip to the city of Shahrud in Semnan province. International lawyer Barry Grossman admits Iran's stance that the United States has taken a hostile approach towards the Islamic Republic. He explains why Iran must protect its national security interests.
If you have a junior high school level of understanding of international law and the treaties that govern what nations may and may not do, the long-standing principle of sovereignty and everything else, it is impossible to understand exactly what it is that the United States and its allies are complaining about, what it is that makes them feel that they have the right to essentially try and isolate and even destroy Iran. Of course, we all know why the United States takes this position. It takes this position because, of course, Israel has the power to lobby the decision-making apparatus and the policy-making apparatus in the United States to do just that. But there's no proper attempt made to explain to the American people or the world at large just what it is that they imagine that Iran has done or might do or will do that warrants this kind of belligerent warfare, in effect, what it is. So naturally, it's up to Iran to do what it must in order to protect itself and advance its national security interests. And since Iran borders immediately onto the Strait of Hormuz, it makes perfect sense that if the United States and its allies are hell-bent on making sure that Iran cannot sell its oil for the benefit of the world at large, I might add, then Iran has no choice but to make sure that no other nations will be able to.